Time now on KAUS for news from the Austin Public Schools.
It is that time here on a Thursday, getting together with the Austin Public Schools and a new face joining us today. Christoph Dundas, the band director at Austin High School, joins us. First time I've seen you in school. Mm-hmm. We've passed in the hallways. My daughter's still there, but
sure.
Good to have you here on the program because you want to talk about something really cool. And I was a band guy, alto sax, loved it. And the opportunity for students to be part of creation and playing a tune for the first time and being part of that world premiere, if you will, that is really a cool thing, and that's something we're involved in a big way here at the high school.
Yes, exactly. We're really excited to be premiering a new piece of jazz music coming up in the middle of May. We have kind of been working on this project a little while. We did a commission for full band last year, and an opportunity came up to do a jazz commission this year, and we're really excited to get started with that and see where that goes.
Now, kind of you talk about a commission piece. Kind of how does that work? How did it come to be? What's it for?
Sure. Yeah, well, this one came about a couple of years ago. We received a donation from the Bednar family after Ben Bednar passed away, and we really wanted to do something special with this donation. You know, it would be easy to buy chairs or music stands or even an instrument, which are all great things, but don't really keep the legacy of somebody from the community alive. And so that was really where we decided to go with it, was commissioning a new piece of music in his memory so that his impact can last on to future generations of students as well.
And just people that at home maybe just wondering is like, what goes into that process? Mm-hmm, I mean, we can all assume you sit down at a piano or whatever guitar and just start working through it.
Right.
Kind of walk us through. I assume you've been involved in the process of creating this music. Is that... how do you do that? Where do you start from? What's the process of creating a new piece?
Sure. So, you know, from our side at the school, it's really more choosing the right composer to work with. And that's, you know, the extent of it for us. But then also being involved with sharing strengths of our groups and giving him some ideas of things. So we're working with Adam Meckler. He's originally from the Twin Cities, but recently moved to Michigan to take a job at teaching at a college over there. And from his side, a lot of it is getting ideas about the subject he's writing about. So in this case, the memory of Ben Bednar, as well as the strengths of our group and the style of music, and just playing around with ideas that he maybe has had bouncing around that he needed a reason to put into a piece of music.
So just curious, what sort of things about Ben were did you communicate with him that would be appropriate to put into a jazz piece? Or
sure.
You know, I'm just like, taking somebody's personality or uniqueness about them and translating it to music, I just find fascinating.
Well, a big piece of it was, for me, was getting Adam in touch with the right people, because I've only been here 3.5 years, so I didn't really have a personal connection with Ben. But the other piece that I was able to share with him is that I know from talking to people in the community that Ben was a clarinet and saxophone player and taught private students for decades in Austin and played gigs throughout the community and the area, and sharing, you know, that saxophone and clarinet were really his instruments, and also the education piece that he really was a teacher of a lot of students. And I also mentioned to Adam that part of the reason we're doing this now and something that he can include in his music is that Ben's last private student that he worked with is currently a senior and our lead alto player in Jazz One. So we get to feature his last private student as also the first person to get to play this new piece of music.
Wow. I'm like, that's got to be a pretty heady thing for a senior to be involved
in. Right, exactly. And that, you know, that was our big push, that we wanted to get this done this year while she was around to be able to play this piece and to bridge something from the past with something in the future. And then from also with talking with Adam, I was also able to get him in touch with John Bednar, Ben's son, who still lives and works in the area, and maybe get some stories and some ideas, just sharing for Ben's kids to be able to share things about their dad with the composer directly.
I thought it was kind of cool when you were saying he was clarinet and saxophone primarily. I mean, when you're involved in band. You play a lot of instruments. But I was like, all right, jazz, and we're going to feature the winds. I love it. Being a sax player myself, I'm like, all right, that's pretty cool. How, I mean, obviously, we want everybody to come hear this piece. But how do we get, because I noticed we had a press release, and there you are collecting donations because the public can get involved in this process and kind of be part of it, if you will.
Sure. So the we're about a third done, but we're projecting we're about two-thirds done with getting the funds together for this. The first third was funded by the donation from the Bednar family. And then in early April, I believe it's the 5th, the first Sunday in April, we're hosting a jazz and pasta dinner over at St. Olaf Church. And that'll be a chance for people to come out and get a sneak preview of some of the bands. They won't get to hear that piece, but they can hear what the band sounds like, and we'll have a jazz and pasta dinner at St. Olaf Church on April 5th, and that should fund about another third of it. And we're really looking for anyone who has memories of Ben or stories about Ben. We'd love to hear those stories, and if you'd like to permanently be part of a piece that'll last forever, we've got about $1,000 left that we're trying to raise, which is definitely a manageable amount that we can work with, but we really would like to see that come from people that had a connection to Ben or remember him playing or were friends with him, just to let more people be involved in the process.
That's really cool. How, if someone's listening and they're said, I was a student of Ben's, I mean, who knows who's listening out there, wants to be part of this, what would the process be? Just send a check to the high school, or
That's pretty much it. You can send it over to the high school. Checks can be written to APS for Austin Public Schools, and if you address it to the Austin High School Bands, it'll get to me, and we'll get that right into the account. And if you'd like to include a note with a story, or if you have a longer story that you'd like to share in an email or anything, that's fine as well, because we'll collect those stories and probably share some of those with both the composer and with people that come hear the piece as well.
All right, and if you're just sending the check to the cashier's office in the memo line, just make sure you make a note that it's for the jazz piece or for the Bednar music
For the anything that indicates that it's for the high school bands, that'll get routed directly to us, or if you bring it in, they can also put it in my mailbox, and I can deposit them all at once.
I want to make sure you get all the credit for it and get everything raised. All right, so then world premiere. When are we going to get a chance to hear this? How can we be part of that moment in time?
Sure. Well, Friday, May 8th is our spring jazz show, and we've got a pretty exciting program that we're working on for that. It'll feature both of the high school jazz bands, and we'll bring in some of the middle school groups as well to play in between, some short sets in between. And we're really excited that we get to bring in Adam Meckler as part of this. About half of the cost of this is the actual commission, and the other half is that we're going to bring him in from Michigan for 2 days to work with our students, and then he'll be a guest soloist. He's a trumpet player, and he'll be a guest soloist as well at the concert. So not only do we have a new piece, but we get a clinic for our students and get to hear a world-class jazz trumpet player as well.
Well, that is really, really cool. I know as we go forward, we'll get a flyer on the dinner for the April 5th. And then, of course, we'll let people know about the concerts, too. And I'm sure that'll be a packed house. And that's always fun for the kids to have on that night.
Yeah, for sure. We moved that 2 years ago, or last year, we decided to move that concert right into Knowlton Auditorium to take advantage of the lights and sound and stage space. And I think it'd be great to see a nice big crowd out there to hear a new piece of music.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thanks for the update. And we look forward to hearing the piece itself, and of course working our way to do whatever we can to help you raise those funds, because that's going to be really, really a cool moment. If people want more information, they can contact you through email.
Yep, email is the best way to catch me, christoph.dundas@austin.k12.mn.us. And if you need to find spellings on that, you can check the high school website, or feel free to call the high school and leave a message for me as well.
Yeah, just, I want to talk to the band director, or want to get information to them. They'll make sure you get the right
place. Yep, they can find me.
This is really cool. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to hearing the piece, and we'll appreciate you bringing that information out to us today.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back with more right here, right now, in just a couple of minutes here on The Voice.